Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
On Inheriting, one event can change a family for generations. Our new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, where the past is personal. Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whispers, intrigue, secret love letters. Oh my! This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. I'm not describing the latest period rom-com. I'm talking history and the famed Queen of France, Marie Antoinette. She wrote letters to a rumored lover during the French Revolution. But the juiciest parts? They were scribbled out in ink. Sacrebleu! Enter Anne Michelin and colleagues from Sorbonne University. To uncover Marie Antoinette's secrets, the team used X-ray fluorescent sensors. These can detect the unique chemical blend for each ink type. They scanned the letters using this technology to separate out marks on the paper. Et voila! The words under the redacted sections magically appeared from behind the scribbles. The researchers uncovered suggestive text from nearly half of the censored letters. But who blacked it out? The Queen's purported lover and pen pal, Swedish Count Axel von Fersen. He used the same ink when copying and when scribbling words out, all after assisting in the royal family's failed escape from La Révolution. So, two can keep a secret if half the letter is illegible.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAIST, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
All seven states on the Colorado River may have to cut back water, but not everyone agrees on how. From Coloradans who blame others for the crisis.
There continues to be a look upstream to solve a problem that we did not create.
To farmers who may lose their livelihoods.
We don't want to cut equal with everybody else.
Will they reach a deal in time? Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.